Welcome once again to Proclaiming the One. This is Pastor Clint Poppy. Along with me is Pastor Christopher Murundi. At some point in time, I'm hoping that the young and charming vicar will be joining us. Hey, there, we got almost some volume there for me. Thank you. I don't know what we're going to do, Pastor Murundi, when you're gone. Nobody knows how to run those dials and gauges except you. We're going to have a crash course. But we are back. We're taking a look at the readings for the upcoming Sunday in our church here. We for this time of the year, we had something very, very unprecedented this year. We had 2 weeks in a row when we strayed from the regular lectionary and looked at some minor festivals. But today we're back. We're looking at the readings for the seventh Sunday after Trinity. Our introit is a portion of Psalm 47. The gospel reading is Mark 8. 1 to 9. The epistle is Romans 6, 19 to 23. And the Old Testament reading is Genesis 2, 7 to 17. As we always do, we want to take a look at the introit to begin with. Pastor, you don't hardly ever get to do this. You want to read those words of the introit?
Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared, a great king over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. Sing praises to God, sing praises, sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne.
Okay, in those verses from Psalm 47, and Psalm 47 is a pretty short psalm to begin with, it would seem to me that Psalm 47 would be classified as a royal psalm. You know, you're the one with the psalm classification so much better than me. But it emphasizes again and again the fact that God is king and sits on his throne and all that. Pastor, what's the, before we get into the specifics of this psalm, what's the reason or the purpose behind a divine or kingly psalm like Psalm 47?
Well, it that God himself is king, and he places the kings of this earth into their positions of authority, especially in the context of the Bible, the kings of Israel, and then most especially then the ultimate king, the final king, the king that fulfills them all, Jesus Christ. Who is enthroned upon the cross. He comes as king, and because he is true God, and God himself is king. And so to give praise to the king is to give praise to the God, and especially when the king is the Messiah, God in the flesh, he is the one we acclaim as king overall.
You know, when I think of a king, oftentimes I'm thinking of one who is wealthy and selfish and has a big palace and takes care of his own and his own family, doesn't really care about the subjects, taxes people like crazy, lets crime run rampant. We've had historical examples of this for thousands and thousands of years. Why is it good news that God is king? And it must be good news because I'm clapping my hands and praising with the psalm. Why is it good news that God is a king?
Because he is a ruler who rules for our good. He's the one who comes to end oppression, to end war, to end sin and suffering. I mean, stuff that no king can even dream of, even if he wanted to. The end of all oppression and suffering forever. That is why this king has come. And his rule is for us and for our good. It's not selfish. It is selfless, self-giving, and giving of himself. He is the king who comes to die for his people.
So our God is a different kind of king.
Yes.
Than the kings of the nations, the kings of this world. And we're going to see how that plays out in our readings here. It says, clap your hands, all you people, shout to God with loud songs of joy. Well, the first thing that I would ask there is why. Why should I be clapping my hands? Mm-hmm. Why should I shout for joy? And then the very next line of our introit, verse 2, says of Psalm 47, "For the Lord is the Most High. He is to be feared, a great king over all the earth." So we got really like four reasons here. The Lord, the Most High, is to be feared, a great king over all the earth. And maybe that's two parallel things there. Mm-hmm. The Most High, to be feared, a great king over all the earth. Pick something out of that verse, Pastor, and